Christ then spoke to me and said, Ian, if you wish to return, you must see in a new light. I thought, light, light, you're the light. If you're the light, you might be God. Words appeared, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. As I read these words, I realized that directly behind that light and in the center must be standing Almighty God. When I thought that, I thought, if that's God, what am I doing here? Someone's made a mistake. I should crawl out of here quickly. I should get under some rock or crawl back into the darkness where I belong. I started edging back from his presence. How many would wonder if someone had made a mistake if you were taken up into the presence of God tonight? You know, you can put a mask or a masquerade up before people. Well, I'll tell you what, in his presence, you're undone. He knew my name. My thought was as speech to him. And I knew his radiant light could search the most inner secrets of my heart. And I knew that if he could see me in that light, he would know the good and the evil that I'd committed. And I did not feel very worthy and very holy or very pure to stand in his presence that night. I felt ashamed and I felt like I needed to pull back from his presence. As I pulled back from his presence, waves of light broke off his source and moved towards me. As the first wave moved, my hand started to, I could feel a tingling sensation as a power moved through me, went down to the depth of my heart, and I felt pure love touch me. Another wave came. God, you can't love me. Another wave came. So God, I've cursed you. Another wave came. Say, God, I've done so many things wrong. Another wave. Another wave. Another wave. I started to tell God every single sin that I knew I'd done that was wrong. And as I said that, his unconditional acceptance flooded into me. I said, God, I feel disgusted. More love. You gotta realize, I'd just prayed. More love started flooding in. I knew what lust was. I knew what sensuality was. But I tell you what, this was pure love, no strings attached. And the presence of this love literally began to touch the depth of who I was. I stood there and these waves continued in their intensity and power until I could not even speak. All I could do was just receive as he literally filled me up to overflowing with his presence and love. Every part of me seemed to be coming back to life. Where it felt like a burnt out shell of a man, his presence began to fill up and literally heal my inner man. As I stood there, I thought to myself, God, if you can love me so much, can I possibly step in and see you? Somehow, if I could step into the light and I could see you, you could tell me the meaning and truth to life and I would know who God was. I asked that question in my heart, God, can I see you? He didn't say no, and so I stepped into this radiance. As I stepped in, I was completely immersed in this radiant light and continued to walk in. Right in the center, it opened up. As it opened up, the first thing I saw was a man's feet, bare feet, with dazzling white garments around his ankles. I quickly lifted my eyes up and saw the most radiant garment on a man. I looked up and saw the chest. His arms were out like this. As I looked towards his face literally was emanating the most radiant, most powerful light. It seemed to be coming from the pores of his skin as this radiance and purity seemed to emanate and hide his entire face and features. It seemed like the light that was coming from his face was so much brighter and so much more intense that it made the light that surrounded him look dull. As I stood there, I thought, that must be God. Who could have a face that shines 10 times brighter than the sun, has garments that are like garments of light, and is surrounded by a radiance that seems to fill the universe? As I walked closer, wanting to see his eyes and his form, I could see his hair, white, blowing like in a breeze. But his face still seemed to be shrouded by this brilliance. I moved closer and closer, wanting to see more. I came up literally within 2 feet from him, about to penetrate the light to see his face. It seemed as though he didn't want me to see his face because he moved. As he moved to one side, the light that was around him moved with him. And directly behind him, the same shape as the tunnel I traveled down, was a brand, like a cave entrance opening out into a brand new planet. As I stood there, I looked 2 feet in front of me. I saw green grass moving off into a distance, and I could see a crystal clear stream, trees on either side of it. I moved over to the right. I saw meadows and fields going off into rolling green hills, mountains, clear skies. I moved over to my left. I saw fields and flowers and trees scattered through it. As I looked, every part of me is going, what is this place? It's like the Garden of Eden, or what is this? And I looked at the grass. I saw no ragwort, no thistle, no buttercup, nothing that we usually spray for in New Zealand on the farm. And I'm looking, and it's perfect. There's no rust, no disease, no death in the pastures. The rye grass is waving in like a gentle breeze, and the light that was upon the presence of God is emanating right through the creation. The whole of the planet's creation seems to be giving off life and light. As I'm staring at it, everything in my heart is going, I belong here. Why wasn't I born here in the first place? Why did I always feel like a stranger on this planet, almost like an alien? Why wasn't I born there? God showed me later, you have to be born again. I used to be into save the planet and save the whale. Well, here I saw a brand new creation, totally untouched, going before me. In me, I knew that if I stepped in, there'd be no more death, no more sickness, no more suffering, that I was standing at the threshold of eternity. I'm just about to enter in and explore. I mean, everything in me is just restrained not to step in and explore. An incredible excitement in me. And his radiance and presence seems to come before me as if to block the way. I thought, why is he blocking the way? Then he spoke to me within the light. He said, Ian, now that you've seen, do you wish to step in or do you wish to return? What would you do? Somehow, by a deathbed prayer, I had come into the presence of God, and I was standing at the threshold of eternity, and I knew that if I entered in there, there would be no more suffering. Or come back to here. Apocalypse Now. I mean, you have to be stupid to figure out that this planet's kind of doing a little bit of a nosedive. I mean, I'm thinking, return back? No, I don't want to return back. I wish to step in. He didn't move. I thought he needs more convincing. I said, God, I am not married. I have got no children and no responsibility to come back for. At the time, I wasn't. He still didn't move. I said, God, I have got no mortgage. I owe no one, anyone, anything. No bank manager chasing me. And I'm not going to leave debt. Look, there's nothing to return for. He still didn't move. And I stood there and said, God, you're the first one who has unconditionally loved and accepted me. In my life, I have never known anyone on earth who has loved me like you have. Your love has touched the depth of my heart. Your love and presence has melted my heart of stone. You've touched me like no one has ever touched me before. I want to be with you and stay with you. I don't want to return. He still didn't move. I thought, right, I'm going to say goodbye to this cruel world, look back, and then step in. I knew that if he loved me that much, he would allow me to step past his presence into eternity. I looked back, And as soon as I looked back to say goodbye, cruel world, in a clear vision next to the tunnel was my mother. As I saw her, I realized that there was one person on this earth that had loved me. And that was my dear mother. Not only had she loved me, but she had prayed for me every day of my life and tried to show this young, stubborn, arrogant young man that God was real. And I said, Mum, science and evolution, all this proves it's wrong. And my mother said, Son, I'm praying for you. I love you. And I realized her face had appeared in an ambulance that night and given me the opportunity to respond to God. And I thought to myself, if I stepped through into heaven tonight, I knew I'd never be able to communicate with her the fact that I had made it. And I thought, how could I selfishly do that and leave my mother to bury my corpse and think for all intents and purposes that her son went to hell without any faith, without any belief in God? And I looked back at her and thought, I can't cause her any more suffering. I wish to return, and I turned back to God and said, God, I wish to return to tell my mother that what she believes in is real. I do not know how I came here, but if I go back, I will find out where this place is, and I will come back again, whether anyone believes me or not. And whether you believe me or not, I know that if I was to die right now, I'd be in the presence of God and step through. As I stood there, God said to me, Son, if you wish to return, you must see things in a new light. I thought, new light, things in new light. Ah, I must see through the light of love, the light of your presence and spirit, the light of forgiveness and joy. I must see from an eternal perspective, not a temporary earthly perspective. I must see from the eyes of God, from His perspective, not mine. I said, God, how do I do that? I looked back, and next to my mother was a vision of my father, my brother and my sister, and literally thousands upon thousands of people whose faces seemed to fade into the distance because I couldn't recognize them. I said, God, who are they? He said, Son, if you don't return, these people will most likely never have a chance to hear about me because they'll never step foot inside a church to find out. The fact that you're in a church tonight on a Thursday evening is a miracle for some of you. Many of you have said in your heart, I won't be a hypocrite and never come to church again. I was in exactly the same position. I looked back and said, God, I don't know these people. I love my mother. I desire to return for them. The Lord said, I love these people. I desire that they come in and be with me. I said, God, how do I return down a tunnel, into darkness, and back into my physical form? He said, Son, tilt your head. Now feel a liquid drain from your eye. Now open your eye and see. I was lying back in my physical form in a moment in time, with my head tilted, my right eye opened, with a sheet up around my mouth, looking down the length of my body, with an Indian doctor with my foot in the air, and a scalpel or a sharp instrument prodding it like a dead piece of meat. Totally oblivious, I was looking at him. I am suddenly confronted with reality. Did I just see God? What's going on here? What's this guy doing with my foot? And I'm suddenly trying to grab it. Now, I think it would have been a lot easier if God had let me float down from His presence, down through the clouds, down through the hospital ceiling, and slip back into my physical body. I think it would have been a lot easier to handle. Now, some people have had that. But see, God spoke, and the worlds came into existence. God spoke, and I found myself back in my physical form. Trouble is, it was so quick and so sudden, I'm trying to grasp, but did I just see God? You know what I'm saying? Next minute, this Indian doctor, something seems to scare him. He looks at these two eyes under my one eye. I'm not moving much. His eyes, as blood drains from his face, it's like he's just seen the dead rise. And he freaks. I'm staring at him, and he's almost with his eyes going, you are dead. I'm going, I'm alive. He's wanting to come and shut my eye and, you know. And I'm looking and going, God, what's happened? And the voice of God spoke into my ear and said, Son, I've just given you your life back. What? What is that going to mean? Man, and I'm looking at this man and said, God, if that's true, this man doesn't know what's going on and I'm sick of looking at him. He's scaring me. I want to tilt my head to the left. Can you give me the strength to tilt my head to the left? My head rolled to the left, this eye opened, and here, about where this front row is, was a door full of nurses and orderlies that had been trying to save my life, staring into this eye. As soon as they saw me, they had them all do different movements over here, and the Indian doctor still had my foot up in the air, frozen, with his hand shaking. Well, I'm looking at this, realizing that these folks didn't have anything to do with bringing my life back. You cannot bring a man back to life by holding on to his foot or gaping through the doorway of a room. There was no man standing there with the electrical on the heart, shock treatment or kickstart, no one doing CPR or mouth to mouth. There's not one person anywhere near my bed. As I lay there, I rolled my head back to the center and said, God, I used to say, if I see you, I believe. I believe. I thought, what will that mean to my life? I knew that would mean a complete change of lifestyle and direction. I said, God, I don't think I can live a holy and pure life for you. I've tried before, I've failed. Voice of God said, son, I'll help you. I lay there and thought, what would my friends think if I tell them that I'm become a follower of God? I think he's flipped. I said, I don't care what my friends think. Peer group pressure has caused enough suffering and enough compromise in my life. I'm going to follow God whether any other man is or not.